What specifically made you throw your hat in the ring?
I've been approached a few times over the years when there's been an opportunity. This time when a public appeal was made by our outgoing term-limited trustee, he and I visited for about an hour to discuss what the role entailed. In that conversation, we touched on everything from my familiarity with the mechanics of how board meetings are run to the application of my business sense and people skills to the motions presented to town council for consideration.
What skills do you bring to the council?
Having just finished an 18-month stint of fill-in work as the general manager over at RVR, which involved quite a bit of interaction with town staff, I've had an awesome opportunity to get to know and work alongside our Carbondale personnel. Public works on streets, trees, and utilities maintenance, parks and rec on public land use and access improvements, the PD on security systems and code enforcement, the buildings department on construction protocols and permitting, the water department on ditch management and irrigation practices, and of course, being a business owner, as a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
What changes would you like to see the town make?
A recurring challenge I've observed over the years is that at times there's been somewhat of a mean-spirited attitude expressed between some of our residents. I'd like to see the town engage in some form of diversity awareness to help promote a better understanding of how our folks all together can continue to create a mutually appealing municipality.
What do you support in terms of current town direction?
Oh, I support the attention to affordable housing. It's certainly very important not only in Carbondale proper, but to the whole Roaring Fork Valley. For Carbondale in particular, as we're trying to develop a more self-sustaining economy, our workforce really does have to have the opportunity to find housing options that fit within their means.
And what is the first thing you would do if you were elected?
That is to make sure that our town officials and other decision makers are aware of the difference between economic development and business development. There seems to be a resurgence in Carbondale's interest in economic development, and having been part of the citizens group that took that initiative on in 2011, we learned that when participating in economic development in that arena, you've entered into a highly specialized industry that has definitive expectations and requires a substantial time commitment to learn the ropes and, as importantly, to build credibility. There are some hard and fast criteria to meet that include ensuring a business-friendly environment, the retention, growth, and recruitment of new companies, guaranteed access to capital and financial incentive plans, contributing to the creation of a stronger Colorado brand, providing continuing education and training for the workforce, and cultivating innovative and technology-based businesses. I mean, we've even seen Denver run into challenges trying to recruit Amazon to come to the city with 19 other competitors. I'd like to give kudos to Amy Kimberly's development of Carbondale as a recognized creative district and the Chamber's branding of Carbondale as base camp, as those have become established emblems of Carbondale's identity that mesh with the state's visioning and help to provide a platform for growth without compromising our ranching and mining heritage.
And how are your personal experiences of sudden loss applicable to serving on the board?
That could be a tough one, but for one thing, the experience of untimely loss has made me much more sensitive to optimizing my time. Yeah, I did go through a tough period having suddenly lost my husband and both of my parents, each at separate intervals over a 14-month period, and then followed by the unexpected loss of a second partner 6 years later. If I hadn't come from a healthcare background, I might not have fared as well, because the causes for each of their deaths, including Alzheimer's disease, alcohol-induced diabetes and heart disease, and some serious psychosocial issues, would have been difficult to comprehend. Anyway, each of those incidents pointed up some of the gaps in the healthcare options we have in Western Colorado, which also prompted me to go to work in the home health and hospice field for several years here, as well as participate with initiatives to identify pathways to improved access to scarce services. So, if a healthcare-related proposal would ever come before the board, I'd be able to contribute to that discussion.
Thank you so much for joining KDNK Carbondale candidate Lonnie Kitching.